Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, November the 9th. The grains closed mixed with December corn down 3 cents at 664.5, December wheat down 21.25 cents at 806.5, and Jan beans up 5.5 cents at 1452. The WASDE report came out. I thought the most bearish part of it was the bean numbers, but the beans closed up 5.5 cents. They rallied 24 cents off their lows. They closed 19 off their lows. The bean oil was up 51 ticks. The meal was down $1.70. So by the crush, we should have only been up a couple of cents. But we closed up, 5.5 cents. But what was bearish about the beans? They raised the carryout 20 million bushels to 220 without touching the exports. They raised the yield 4/10 of a bushel on beans. They raised it 4/10 of a bushel on corn. That added 35 million bushels to the corn and 33 million bushels to the beans. So that I thought was a little bit bearish. Plus, the world carryout was raised 1.7 million metric tons. The beans initially broke about a dime from the report, but then it snapped right back, brought the corn back 13 cents off the lows. Corn actually, traded 3 or 4 cents higher here as the beans were on their highs, but they couldn't hold it as the wheat continued to break. The other big numbers out there, the wheat production, the wheat carryout, 571, down 5 million bushels. The world numbers up 300,000 metric tons on the wheat at 267.8. Corn was down 400,000 on the world numbers at 300.8 million metric tons. So overall, I thought the beans had the most bearish report, but it closed the best. What I think we've seen here in corn and beans is every time we do have a hard break, end users stand in here and buy it. When we have a pretty good rally, the pros are willing to sell it. I look at these South American crops, and I think Brazil is going to be a monster crop unless there's something really screwy that happens down there. But they're off to a great start. South America in the last 4 or 5 days has had some really good rains. It hasn't certainly ended their drought, but it's gone an awful long way to getting these crops in the grounds and getting them off to a decent start. I don't think the election had much impact out here, except to say that the Dow Jones is down 552 points. I think the stock market is telling us that when it's all said and done, the Democrats are going to keep the Senate, but the House is going to be Republican. But either one of those things could change yet. We'll have to see. And I think all that, helped strengthen the dollar. Dollar was up 93 ticks. Just as a side note, Bitcoin is down 1,700 a coin. It's been down another 500 a coin. It was down to 15,900 at one point today. These are the lowest levels we've seen in ages on Bitcoin. But, overall, the way I look at it, we've got a little bigger crops in corn and beans. Carryouts are moving a little bit higher. South America looks great. I think the market will probably wait until after the first of the year to make the decision on whether or not the Brazilian crops are made. If they decide they are made, then I think we're going to see some selling in here. You've got funds long 240,000 contracts of corn. I think they're in trouble. We did hold the 200-day moving average. We took it out during the day, came back, closed right on it. If we start closing under that, then the next support's about 13 cents lower where the 50-day moving average is. If we start closing under that, you would think the funds would want to start to lighten up significantly out here. So, again, I just don't see anything particularly friendly out here. Funds are long, everything, corn, wheat, beans. They're long corn, beans, oil, and meal. They're still short, the wheat, pretty big number. I would say 60,000-70,000 contracts of wheat out here. But, after the grains closed, the crude oil broke another 50 cents a barrel or so. I think that'll put a little pressure on bean oil overnight. And if the Dow Jones continues on its break, I think that's going to drag the grains down as well overnight. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-88. Oh, there's one other thing. It looks like, you know, the Russians are going to head to the table in Geneva with the UN. Everybody believes that they're going to sign another contract. I think they will too. But I think between now and 10 days from now, when the agreement expires, I think there's going to be another round of Putin's nonsense out here. It'll look like he's going to sign it week gets week. Then, you know, the 2 days before, he's going to say this agreement doesn't work for him. Market's going to rally, and then he's ultimately going to sign it. And that's my opinion. We'll see where that takes us. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.